Welcome to Shot of Spirituality. Each episode aims to give you a Jewish spiritual lens for living your life in the present moment. I'm your host, Rabbi Josh Snyder, and I'm the executive director of Goucher Hillel. Today's topic, Exodus and Return, Passover 2021. Later this week, we will celebrate the holiday of Passover. As we gather around tables or computer screens to mark this festival of freedom, we ask, how is this night different from all other nights? For some students at Goucher, this holiday weekend marks a return to campus for the first time in over a year, which is significant. For many, an honest answer might be, it's not that different. We are, after all, still in the midst of a pandemic. This is our second pandemic Passover, the first Jewish holiday that we are re-encountering in the seemingly recurrent time loop of our lives, altered from their usual state. How then to celebrate a feast of freedom when we are not quite free? At the core of the Passover Haggadah lies an answer, a reframe to be able to access the spiritual meaning of Passover this year. As the telling of the story winds to a close, the Haggadah breaks the fourth wall and speaks to each of us directly, saying, in each and every generation, a person is obliged to see themselves as if they came forth from Egypt. On its surface, this means that as Jews, we are connected by ancestry, either biological or national, to those who were brought forth from Egypt, and that their story is tied to who we are. On another level, it can mean that we must look around us to see the modern-day Egypt's oppression and discrimination that we as Jews must oppose, whether we are directly its targets or not. As we know what it was like to be oppressed in Egypt, we stand with others who are oppressed. However, on a personal spiritual level, it can mean this. Egypt, or Mitzrayim in Hebrew, is a state of mind. Mitzrayim means the narrow place, that is, the place in which our field of vision is narrowed, as if by blinders. This is a state of mind that all of us recognize, all of us have experienced from time to time, or maybe for longer. In the mind state of Mitzrayim, the possibilities we see in front of us are severely limited by our own state of fear. Our ability to simply be in the moment is curtailed by a sense of comparison to an imagined moment that should be, or that we're yearning towards. We may feel trapped. What if, this Passover, we found a way to breathe deeply? What if we let the blinders fall away? What if we let go of the shoulds, the coulds? Again, the Haggadah's words, in every generation, a person is obliged to see themselves as if they came forth from Egypt. It is our obligation this night to see ourselves differently. Not to look at the external situations we cannot control, but to look at ourselves fully, truly, and feel that sense of freedom, of coming forth from our spiritual state of Egypt. The Moss Haggadah, a contemporary illustrated and illuminated text by the master artist David Moss, portrays this experience by juxtaposing the text just quoted with a series of portraits of Jewish people from different lands through the ages, intertwined with little mirrors. As one opens the book, one sees the portraits looking at themselves in the little mirrors, and then one sees oneself reflected. Moss says, this process of continuous reflection is an essential quality of Jewish history. Through reflection, each of us becomes involved and is forced to clarify his own position and identity. As one of my students, Ryan Orenstein, recently shared, we still observe Passover because we still have pharaohs to overcome. Passover gives us an opportunity to zoom out and see ourselves outside of our own little bubbles, rather in the span of a 4,000-year-old multi-ethnic national history. When we engage in that process, we are given the freedom each year to recognize the narrow state of mind, our own personal Mitzrayim, and we are empowered to make a personal exodus, leaving behind our narrowness as we grow. At the end of the Seder, we say, next year in Jerusalem. The exclamation, next year in Jerusalem, is both celebratory and longing. On the surface, this may refer to the ideal of messianic redemption. But Jerusalem, too, is a state of mind. It refers to wholeness, shlemut, shalom. We have been given a glimpse of a future of untold possibilities, and we express a desire for a sense of spiritual wholeness that we can envision but have not yet attained. As we leave behind our personal Egypts, we reach out hopefully toward our personal Jerusalems. Shot of Spirituality is a short-form podcast from Goucher Hillel, focusing on Jewish spiritual concepts. Brought to you by Goucher Hillel, and written, hosted, and produced by Rabbi Josh Snyder. Happy Passover, everyone. Shot of Spirituality will return in 2 weeks.